With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When Christopher Buckley was working as a speechwriter for Vice President George Bush, he became intrigued with all those White House memoirs written by ex-administration officials.
They sort of began cumulatively to bother me because they all seemed to have sort of two themes. The first is, it wasn't my fault. And the second, it would have been much worse if I hadn't been there.
So Christopher Buckley decided to write The White House Miss, a parody of all the kiss-and-tell political books he had ever read. The novel begins in January 1989 with the president-elect about to be inaugurated. The motorcade arrives at the White House to pick up the outgoing president, Ronald Reagan, who is still in his pajamas and who refuses to leave.
So the trick is how to coax him into leaving the White House.
That, of course, is not a far-fetched scenario.
You read it here first.
How Ronald Reagan is tricked into leaving is just one screamingly funny episode in the story of an administration that is almost as inept as some of the real ones. For example, President Thomas Nelson Tucker decides to fire sleeping gas on communist insurgents who attack a U.S. Navy base in Bermuda, thus forcing the White House into a public relations campaign to prove that the gas is safe.
The deputy chief of staff goes on the Today Show and is gassed just to prove that it's really okay. Bryant Gumbel breaks for a commercial. You know, we'll be back with Herb Wadlow after he wakes up.
There was a final decision regarding the naval air base in Bermuda that I thought was particularly ingenious.
Should we give that away? Since
you want to hold on to that?
Well, it is kind of the climax.
Buckley hasn't made anyone in the current administration mad with his satire. Christopher Buckley has solid conservative credentials and is the son of William F. Buckley, Jr. Knopf published The White House Miss. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Ronald Reagan figures as a minor character in Christopher Buckley's satire, The White House Miss. So Buckley, a former speechwriter for George Bush, wasn't displeased when he got a note from the president a little while ago.
I'd sent him a copy of the book with sort of a nervously penned letter saying, kind of, you know, haha, boys will be boys. I got back a utterly gracious note that thanked me for the book. He said, "I'm especially delighted to share in your new endeavor. Nancy sends her best."
Which shows that the First Lady hadn't read the book. Christopher Buckley's first book was Steaming to Bambula, the world of a tramp freighter.
It did okay. The publisher called me up about a year ago, and he said, "I got some good news and some bad news." I said, "Well, what's the good news?" He said, "Well, the book is sold out." I said, "That's great." I said, "What's the bad news?" He said, "The company's bankrupt."
Like his father, William F. Buckley, Jr., Christopher went to Yale. Christopher has that same Buckley smile, and like his father, Christopher is also a conservative Republican.
Yes. Basically.
Working for Bush,
simple.
I would assume that would be the case.
Sure, sure. I mean, I've got a little...
Runs in your genes.
It's essentially genetic. But I've got a little libertarian streak in me.
Christopher Buckley became a freelance writer after college, but was in no hurry to write for the National Review, which his father founded.
I was careful not to write for National Review until I had established myself in the non-family world. I think I wrote my first article for them after I'd been published in about a half a dozen national magazines.
Christopher Buckley lives in Foggy Bottom, not far from the White House, so he can keep his eye on what's doing at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. His very funny novel, The White House Mess, was published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.